It's great to talk to David John Oates again from Adelaide, Australia. David has been under the weather for about a week now. We tried to have him on, I think, three times, and he had a strange thing happen, but he's okay now. We'll leave it at that, and no reason to go further. He's fine. Glad to have you back, David.
I'm glad to be back, too.
Yeah.
Back to the land of the living. I'm sorry about that. I haven't missed a show ever, I don't think. And
no.
I did it to you about three times. I'm real sorry.
No, it doesn't matter. It's okay. Good.
All good.
Nothing serious at all, so don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, no, nothing serious. Okay, now we're going to start off with some reversals I found on Donald Trump following the summit. I didn't have a chance to get the whole speech done, unfortunately, but I've got about half of it done, so we'll see what we've got. This is the speech he gave following the summit with Kim Jong-un. Okay, all right. So here's his very first comment. Let's run this forward. Oh, hang on, and here we go.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. We appreciate it. We're getting ready to go back.
Interesting reversal. He says, I'm very careful.
As he should be,
right?
As he should be, indeed. He's negotiating carefully. He's choosing his words carefully. I mean, it's a real big deal, you know, he's got to be careful. All right, so here's the next one.
Nearly 70 years ago, think of that, 70 years ago, an extremely bloody conflict ravaged the Korean Peninsula. Countless people died in the conflict, including tens of thousands of brave Americans. Yet while the armistice was agreed to, the war never ended to this day, never ended.
And here he simply says, failed business.
Fair business.
Fair business.
Yeah, well, that's totally congruent, too. The war failed. It was...
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally can.
All right, so he's on track so far. Okay.
He's on track. He's being a good boy. All right, so here's the next one.
We also agreed to vigorous negotiations to implement the agreement as soon as possible. And he wants to do that. This isn't the past. This isn't another administration that never got it started.
And he simply says, this is it.
This is it.
This is it.
He's determined this is the one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that's going to do it. Okay, this is it.
Well, it's kind of amusing to hear him talk in light of what we've seen since the so-called summit, including today with new satellite pictures showing enhanced and rapidly developing improvements or construction at one of Kim's nuclear research facilities. So Kim got himself 2.5 years minimum of slack time to continue to develop his weapons.
Oh, my God. I have missed that on the news today.
There was nothing there. No. I've got it up. You can see the stories. They're building. What? They're working their research and development night and day. So.
Oh, dear. Well, maybe that's what this reversal means. Here's the forward.
But peace is always worth the effort, especially in this case. This should have been done years ago, They should have been resolved a long time ago.
He says, you live with the shit.
You live with the shit.
You live with the shit. You live with the shit.
Okay, well, maybe. Yeah, not...
I think he's kind of mocking himself a little bit there. Same old stuff, you know. Now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, all right. Next one along. Here we go.
We dream of a future where all Koreans can live together in harmony, where families are reunited and hopes are reborn, and where the light of peace chases away the darkness of war.
Interesting reversal. Over, see God.
Over, see God.
Over, see God.
O-V-E-R, over.
Well, that's what I've got it down as. Why, are you hearing it differently?
No, no, I'm trying to figure it out. Yeah. Over, see God. Let's hear it.
I think he's saying, look, this is over. Okay, let's look to God, you know. I don't know. Yeah, it's certainly there.
I couldn't apply that to anything. He's not a particularly religious man. That's odd.
No, I don't know. Anyway, there it is. I'll let people
make of it what you will.
Make of that what you will. All right, here's the next one. There we go.
And Chairman Kim is on his way back to North Korea, and I know for a fact as soon as he arrives, he's going to start a process that's going to make a lot of people very happy and very safe. So it's an honor to be with everybody today. The media, it's a big gathering of media, I will say.
Harry says, why give us a limit? It could be they give us a limit. Hang on, I heard it as they then.
They give us a limit. It's not very clear, but it is there. They give us a limit. I don't know what that means, though. No, I don't know.
Some negotiation tactic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, here's the next one.
But it is what it is. People understand that this is something very important to all of us, including yourselves and your family. So thank you very much for being here. We'll take some questions.
Here he says, wisdom drove me round it. Oh, yeah, there it is. All right, well, it was...
I don't hear a round.
Oh, you don't hear that?
No.
All right. Yeah, I agree, that's not clear, but just wisdom drove me. Yeah, there we go.
There you got one. There's a reversal.
Yeah, I just...
Wisdom drove him? No, the Nobel Prize drove him.
Probably. I just made a classic mistake I chastised students for, and I just did it myself. And I say, why ruin a good reversal by documenting gibberish at the end of it? Uh-huh. Which is what I just did. I ruined a good reversal by putting something on the end that wasn't there.
That's fine.
There we go. See, I make the same mistakes too.
That's right.
You're listening to me. All right, here's the next one.
Otto did not die in vain. He had a lot to do with us being here today. Okay, thank you very much. President,
interesting reversal. America, get habit. It's certainly there. Gee, are they getting a habit of people dying? I mean, this guy died, didn't he? What did he mean by America habit? Yeah.
I don't know.
It's we're getting used to this type of thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We are too. Lots of it's horrible. All right, next one along. Here we go.
No, we're not reducing anything. We're not reducing. At some point, I have to be honest, and I used to say this during my campaign, as you know probably better than most. I want to get our soldiers out. I want to bring our soldiers back home.
Oh, here we have an incongruent reversal. Gotta sly, be bad.
Gotta sly, you be bad.
Well, there
hold on. There may be more there. But he said something very funny forward. He said, at some point, I've got to be honest. Now, what the hell does that mean? He's lying all the time, but sooner or later, he's got to be honest. At some point, I've got to be honest. Now, that's a forward Freudian statement. At some point, I've got to be honest.
Okay, so we'll run the forwards.
No, we're not reducing anything. We're not reducing. At some point, I have to be honest, and I used to say this.
This is a funny statement. It's a construct. I've heard it many times, but it's just it's odd. Anyway, well, okay, let's hear the reversal.
Being deceptive. Got a sly, be bad.
Got a sly, you've been bad.
I think he's saying, got a sly, you've been bad.
Oh, you've been bad.
Okay. Listen for the B in there. You've been bad.
Okay.
Got a sly, you've been bad.
Ooh.
Got a sly, you've been bad.
Ooh. It's quick. It's really quick syllable. I can hear that.
Yeah, it is there, I think.
Okay. All right.
Is he saying sly or slide? Got a slide. You've been bad. Maybe he's talking to himself from his subconscious. Got a slide. Get through this. You've been bad.
Okay, let's play it again.
No, there's no D.
No. All right, next one.
Well, it's going to be achieved by having a lot of people there. And as we develop a certain trust, and we think we have done that, Secretary Pompeo has been really doing a fantastic job, his staff, everybody, as we do that.
And he says, and mud by you.
And mud by you.
And mud by you.
Means he's stuck.
And mud by you.
It's going to be a slow, tedious process and mud by you.
Mm-hmm.
And the next reversal, no, I'm not going to play that. I can't play that on the air.
Hey, the question. During the campaign, were not Trump's reversals often very clear?
Yes,
and
they were.
They haven't been very clear quite often since he's been president.
Huh, that's interesting.
They're a little muddy. They're like you bring the word mud. They're a little.
Yeah.
They're not glaringly clear like they used to be. I was. I'll never forget that. All the work you did in a year and a half. He's astounding clear reversals.
Yeah. Well, the first one, this one was very clear. I'll be careful. But I'm very careful. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I found on the summit. Then I got laid up for a week. So that's it. So now we're going to go to the reversals that Naomi has found for the show today. And let's continue with Trump, seeing we're doing Trump on Trump. Here's Trump's announcing the new Space Force military branch, which is quite a stunning announcement. Here is the forwards.
Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement.
It's a huge statement. He says, here is a census.
Here is a census.
Oh, yeah.
Here is a census.
That's very clear.
Yeah, I guess he's saying, everyone's agree with it. This is the census.
He didn't say consensus.
No.
He said census. This department is apparently going to end up budgeting around $1 trillion. That's the word. So it will be big.
$1 trillion?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a $1 trillion department ultimately. Department of Space Defense.
Okay, we're getting into serious stuff.
A trillion here, a trillion there. Don't worry about it. Remember, we just lost $21 trillion that nobody can account for, so it's not a big deal.
Wow. Jeez, all right. Here he is again on the Space Force.
Huh? They like those rockets. But you know what? As long as it's an American rich person, that's good, okay? They can beat us.
I don't know the context of that, unfortunately. He says, I got nukes.
Yeah, nukes.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, nukes.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay, I don't know.
Maybe he's talking about Elon Musk's Falcon rocket, the SpaceX company, private company. Somebody might ask him about it. You got a private company launching American satellites now, and he would say it doesn't matter as long as it's an American. I don't know. Could have been.
Aye. Yeah, could be. Yeah. But yeah, I got nukes. Are they going to put nukes in space? I guess
nukes are already in space.
Oh, right. Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Well, that answers that question. Well, that could be why it says, yeah, I got nukes. Yep. All right. Okay. Then he's talking about immigration, taking children away and blaming the Democrats. And let's just play it.
Mr. President, then why did the children
can be taken care of quickly, beautifully, and immediately. The Democrats forced that law upon our nation. I hate it. I hate to see separation of parents and children.
He says, all bad.
All bad.
Yeah.
All bad.
Yeah, a little bit short, that all bad.
All bad.
Yeah, there it is. It's a little bit, D's right. A bit funny.
Right.
All bad.
Yeah, so it's there. The D's a bit funny. Yep. And then we've got talking about children again, taking children away.
No, I hate it. I hate the children being taken away. The Democrats have to change their law. That's their law.
Here it says, all lies said, all lies.
All lies said, all lies.
All lies said, all lies. All lies said, all lies.
You hear that one?
I can't make that one out at all.
Oh, you can't? Oh,
no.
I'm sorry. Oh, wow. Oh,
I don't hear
sorry.
I don't hear lie. I hear lay. Lay.
Oh, okay.
All lay its head. All lay its
head. All lay its head.
The second one especially, it's lay.
Yeah. Huh.
See it.
All lay its head. All lay its
head. You know what? Now I'm hearing it again. I hear what you're hearing.
All lay its head. All lay its head.
All lay its head, all lay its head.
Well, that one
the word lie is not there.
Yeah, all right, that one slipped through both Jeff and my filters. Jeff checks these, and I check these.
It's definitely an A-Y sound, A, yeah. A, right. Lay.
All right, let's see if this one's here. Here we go.
We need a one vote. We have a one vote edge. We need 60. So we need 10 votes. We can't get them from the Democrats.
And he says, we're going to get you scum. Oh, yeah. No doubt about that one. That one's a good one. That one's nice and clear.
He dwelled on that word, didn't he?
He does dwell on that word, doesn't he?
That's funny.
Let's run this one again. Here's the forwards.
We need a one vote. We have a one vote edge. We need 60. So we need 10 votes. We can't get them from the Democrats.
And we're going to get you scum.
That's funny.
Alright. Alright. Here he is about and on the G7 summit.
And Justin, and I said, oh, that's nice. Justin's giving. And then he talked about how they won't be bullied. And I said, what's this all about?
Here is a business a chance.
Business a chance.
Original search chance.
Yeah.
Original search chance.
I guess he's talking about Trudeau, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I know. Give business a chance, I guess. All right. Here he is again.
And I said, fellas, you got to change it. And if you don't change it, we're not going to do trading.
Fine.
I just do want to say, though, that picture was really supposed to be a friendly picture. That was put out by us.
And here he says, in their famous office.
In their famous office.
Huh.
In their famous office.
Now, that's a very clear reversal, but what's he talking about?
Well, is he in the White House?
Yeah, the Office of Publicity, some intel office. He's talking about the origin of the picture.
Right.
I don't know. Huh. Photo.
Yeah, it could simply be it's hanging in a famous office, or it could be talking about the presidency itself.
I don't know. Probably the office that was responsible for producing the picture.
I imagine so. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I'll play the verse again. It's quite clear.
Even their favorite office.
Yeah, nice and clear.
Even their favorite office. Even their favorite office.
Yep. All right. Okay. And then we've got. This verse makes me barf. So forwards.
And Justin and I said. Oh, that's nice. Justin's giving. And then he talked about how they won't be bullied. And I said, what's this all about?
And he says, "Where the Halo people?"
Where the Halo people?
Where the Halo people?
You know, where the Halo?
Where the Halo people?
What he's saying, he says, "We're the Halo people."
Yeah, where the holy ones? Where? The
yeah.
Ones
got
those?
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Yeah.
That's what it makes me laugh. All right, and then we've got. Is Trump signing orders to keep families together at the border?
This fund is willing to stand up and fix it. We ask Congress to do their part. Thank you, sir, for your leadership.
Thank you very much. Great job.
And here it says, "My gift, America."
My gift, America.
Huh.
My gift, America.
Oh, there we go.
My gift, America.
Nice and clear. This is my
gift. So he felt like he was giving a gift to America? By uniting these illegal alien families?
I guess so. Hmm. All right. And here he is again.
I consider it to be a very important executive order. It's about keeping families together.
And this one's you'll be private.
You'll be private.
You'll be private.
Yeah.
You'll be private.
Not very clear, that one. You be private.
Yeah, I don't hear L's in there. You'd be private.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Maybe a week after he signed it, he said he wished he hadn't signed it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Interesting. All right. Here he's talking about North Korea.
Came in, people thought we were probably going to war with North Korea.
If we did, the threat is over.
Quiet.
Gee, the audio is horrible. Sorry about that. It says, help, help, help.
Help.
Certainly there.
How strange. Is he mocking people who thought we were going to war with North Korea? Like, help, help, help. What's he doing? That's weird.
I heard the reporter say this is all bullshit. Let me just run that again. I thought I heard her say that. This is all bullshit.
Help.
Yes, can't tell. Too under the voice. Too Trump's voice is too loud.
Yeah, but what a strange thing for Trump to say. Help, help, help.
That's a strange thing.
Very odd.
Mm. Now, here's Trump warning Trudeau over the comments at the G7.
So when I put in a countervailing tariff just to get us up a little bit so the balance isn't so much, it's like this. They said, oh, that's so terrible. I said, what's terrible? We have to catch you a little bit. We have to have a little balance.
And he says, America's in all the shit. America's not very clear.
No, I'm not sure about the first part.
Yeah, that's why I thought too.
play it again, David. Play it one more time.
Yeah, America's a bit pronounced funny.
I don't think it's America's, but I don't know what it is.
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. Then we've got making it talking about Trudeau again.
And no, I have a good relationship with Justin Trudeau. I really did. Other than he had a news conference that he had because he assumed I was in an airplane and I wasn't watching. He learned. That's good. It's a lot of money for the people of Canada. He learned. You can't do that.
He said, I would make it early.
Hello, Nicky
Nurley.
Huh. Hello, Nicky Nurley.
Well,
it's clear.
Hello, Nicky Nurley.
I would make it early. I don't know what he's saying. He's talking about time. It's a time reference there. And apparently Trudeau had a news conference, and he said some garbage about Trump. I forget what it was now. But Trump was on a plane, but he was able to watch the news conference, and apparently Trudeau wasn't thinking about that. I don't know. It's a time reference to the news conference, I think.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, okay. All right. Then we've got, where are we? Trump takes a swipe at Hillary.
I'll tell you what, when you read the IG report with these really dishonest people, and I was never a deep state guy. Let me tell you, we got some bad people that are doing bad things. But when you read that IG report about how she got away with what she got away with, it's a disgrace. It's a total disgrace.
And here he says, I'll be bad.
I'll be bad.
I'll be bad. I'll be bad.
Well, I'm going to be a tough guy, in other words.
Oh, I see. Like bad, badass.
I'm going to be bad, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. I gotcha. All right. Let's look at Comey talking about Russia, Hillary, and border security.
It's too important, too long-lasting, and on so many dimensions that no president could screw it up in the time that he has. There'll be pain, there'll be setbacks, but we will be okay. The United States will be okay as a country, and this relationship and that with our other key allies will be okay.
Huh, strange reversal from Comey. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
That is odd.
God bless you.
That is odd. That is a strange reversal. All right.
Nice and clear.
Yeah, very clear. Yep. All right, here he is again.
The president came into office promising to stop illegal immigration, and part of what I think is driving his emotion now is that he's failed a year later.
And here he says, Hillary laughs.
Hillary laughs.
Hillary laughs.
Oh, that's funny.
Good one.
Hillary laughs.
Hell, that's funny. I want to play that again. Here's the forward.
The president came into office promising to stop illegal immigration, and part of what I think is driving his emotion now is that he's failed a year later.
And Hillary laughs.
Hillary laughs.
That's funny.
Hillary laughs. Hillary laughs.
That is funny.
Oh, there's a few good ones here today, Jeff.
Yeah, good catch, Naomi. Good job.
Here he is again.
No. It's the same country, but if you stare at our history, we've been here before. The American story is an upward sloping line, constant progress, but it's not a hard line. It's actually a jagged line. If you look close, we make great progress, we have retrenchment. We make great progress, we had retrenchment.
And here he says, our government suck now.
Their government suck now.
Ooh.
Their government suck now.
A little bit unclear.
Their government suck now.
But it's there. It's there. Yeah.
Huh. Well, he's right. Things are sort of sucky now. Yeah.
Yeah, they are really, aren't they? And here he is again.
The Russians engaged in a massive effort to interfere in the election. That was President Obama's decision about whether to tell the American people about that.
And another strange reversal. That Bible beat the crime. He lost it.
That Bible beat the crime. He lost it.
Oh, it's clear.
That Bible beat the crime. He lost it.
Very clear.
That Bible beat the crime. He lost it.
Wow.
No idea, but it's there and it's clear.
It's there and it's clear. That Bible beat the crime and he lost it. God bless you.
I don't know. Yeah, I didn't even know if he's supposed to be a religious fellow. I find that very hard to believe, frankly, but...
Yeah, I have no idea. All right. All right. Here is Katie Hopkins. I don't know who she is.
Katie Hopkins?
Yeah.
She's a wonderful columnist, editorial writer for one of the bigger UK newspapers. I've forgotten which one. Katie Hopkins.
Oh, okay.
She's outstanding.
Oh, well, she says, Islam tries to take over our government. Is the heading of the reversal.
Look, I'm not an ambassador for the Saudi government.
No, but
probably
I'm asking,
because
it is
a repressive government.
Isn't it because Christian lands are free and tolerant and open? And isn't that the very thing that Muslims try and change when they arrive in our country? That's my question and my challenge in the UK.
When you say that Christian lands are tolerant, or when you actually...
Open, tolerant, welcoming, enabling people to practice religion, yeah, but then they try and take over.
And yet...
And here she says that they were lost.
They were lost.
They were lost.
It's quick.
They were lost.
It's quick.
It's there, but no idea what it means.
Oh, well. Islam's trying to take over the government. They were lost. I don't know.
That could be, yeah.
Okay, here's Mattis on immigration.
We do whatever is in the best interest of the country.
You're going to have to ask about the border and this situation with the people responsible for. I'm not going to chime in from the outside.
He says, had a gun, awful.
Had a gun, awful.
Yeah.
Had a gun, awful.
Wow.
Had a gun, awful.
Gun at the border? I don't know.
Don't know. You got me on that one, too.
Was that on force? All right, here's Netanyahu talking about killing Palestinian protesters.
Uh-huh.
Has been Israel's capital since 3,000 years ago, the time of King David, is a great day. Moving the American embassy there is a great thing. I think eventually everybody will move their embassies there. You'll see. It'll take time.
And he says, asleep. That is America. We love you.
Asleep. That is America. We love you. Asleep.
I would just go, that is America, we love you. I don't think he sleeps clear. That is America, we love you. Yeah, because America moved their embassy.
I would just go with America, we love you.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, well, that all fits, you know. America, we love you. Yeah, anyway, there we go. Yeah, well, that makes common sense. America moved their embassy to Jerusalem. Yeah. All right. Next one on Netanyahu.
The current administration of being pro-Israeli. Did I say to Obama, I will not discuss your peace plan because you're pro-Palestinian? Of course not. If you want peace, sit down for God's sake and negotiate peace. And for God's sake, recognize the Jewish state.
Let me just ask, we're out of our allotted time. Huh. Let me ask you this question.
I'll give you a little more time.
I'd like to ask you a question about empathy.
You're going to kiss, God will find this.
You're going to kiss, I will find this.
Ooh.
You're going to kiss, I will find this. You're going to kiss, I will find this.
Bit muffled, I can hear it. It's a little bit muffled.
I hear it. I don't know what it means. I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to kiss, God will find this.
A lot of the reversals tonight are kind of incongruous. They're unusual.
Yeah, you're going to kiss. God will find this. Oh, is he saying God is on his side?
Well, that's a given.
Yeah. I think that's what he's saying. God will endorse and support what we're doing. We can kill as many Palestinians as we like. Now, here's a reversal that's going to make a lot of people think, and I don't know whether to believe it or not. It was certainly clear, and I even ummed and ahed about playing it on the air. But it's there, so I will. So here's the forwards. This is Obama saying we must surrender to the New World Order.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful.
Wow, what a statement forwards. And backwards it says, Barack ordered sarin.
Barack ordered sarin.
Barack ordered sarin.
It's clear.
It's clear. It's there.
But so. What would Barack be doing? I guess he's talking about the sarin gas they used in the, where was it?
There have been so many false flag gas attacks in Syria. That would be my guess.
But why would Barack order sarin? Well, why would he say that?
He's talking about the past.
He is. Yeah. Yes.
That's not contemporary. He's talking about the past, I think.
Yeah, but even so, why would I mean?
I don't know what the point is either. I don't know, but to play it again forward. Let's see what we can hear in the context of the forward speech.
All right, so here's the forwards. I mean, see, what would America be doing ordering sarin gas, Syria? I mean, that's ridiculous.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build, ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
What?
The order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful.
What on earth is he saying forwards?
He's talking about the New World Order.
Well, Gee whiz.
That I've never heard that statement. That is, and I thought it was odd. That is even more odd than I thought. That is a declaration of a new world order.
It is. An individual surrender their rights.
Play that again. Now, that's really revealing. I wonder what the time frame of this... let's see. Naomi, you know what the time frame of that is, let David know when that was uttered, those words. Let's hear that again, please.
This is just incredible.
Yeah, that's over. Here's, stunning.
Here's the Fords.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to
build. That's the new world order.
Men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
Wow.
Order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful.
That is incredible.
No, I've never heard anything like that. This is a shocker.
This is recent, Naomi says. It's a recent statement. And Barack ordered sarin.
Yeah, we've been involved with shipping gas into Syria. Europe has, the UK has. But this guy is a dyed-in-the-wool Marxist, Bolshevik, communist, Zionist. And what you're hearing is a shocking statement of how he has morphed. He's morphed into exactly what we always thought he was, but he's speaking it in forward speech. That's really amazing to hear.
And he's ordered sarin gas. Sent sarin gas to Syria.
Yeah.
Along with, what did he send him? $1.5 billion cash or something crazy like that? The forward speech is a stunner.
That's amazing. Yeah. The reverse, it's kind of a given that we've been involved with supporting dozens of so-called revolutionary groups, but they're terrorists in Syria. We're all over the map paying these people, giving them weapons, giving them gas, giving them all kinds of things. But the forward speech, that's really amazing. Naomi, if you can find that full forward speech clip, please send it to David. I'd like to hear that. Or send it to me at contactrents@earthlink.net. contactrents@earthlink.net. I want to hear that whole statement.
Yeah. Hang on, I just want to read a message Naomi just sent me. She said, Hillary approved the Saudi transfer of sarin gas from Libya to Syria to gas the Syrians to blame on Assad. Her and Obama did it.
That's right, it's a false flag. Okay, so this is going back. Now, if that's a fairly recent statement, like it was.
Yeah, that's why it's past tense, ordered. He's going back.
Correct.
He has... The whole sarin gas thing is all part of the New World Order. It's all part of the whole...
Oh, they're all false flag operations, all of it. It's all deceit, deception, trickery. Yeah, wag the dog. This forward statement of his, that's who this guy really is. That's who he always was. Yeah. And he's living about a mile from the White House in a mansion in Washington, D.C., and I forget who's living with him in the house. I'm going to guess Valerie Jarrett, one of those, Susan Power, one of them. And he is plotting and scheming all kinds of things. Now, this is what he is. This is the man. He is a globalist, a new world order, one world order, communist Bolshevik. Wow. Let's play that forward again. Now, imagine if Obama was president and he said this.
Yeah.
Wow.
And Naomi just said, this is according to Seymour Hirsch. I don't know who that is. Maybe
he's a writer for the New York Times.
Writer for the New York Times. He claims that Hillary approved the Saudi transfer of sarin gas. Wow. All right, so here's the forwards again.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
Listen to that. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. I want to play that again.
Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs.
My God!
But David, that's how they think. That's who they are. That's how they think. But to hear him say it in forward speech is stunning. That's amazing.
And here's the next one.
That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful...
Oh, sure. Let's bring back the Nazis, shall we?
No, yeah. It's not Nazis. It's just total dictatorship is what it is. It's George Orwell. All right.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
And Barack ordered sarin.
Jeez. Yeah, he's got dirty hands, that guy. But the big message is the forward speech. Wow. I'd love if you can get the whole clip, please send it to me. I want to hear this.
Yeah, this reverse.
Because he's getting, they're putting it, as I've been saying, and others have, they're putting it right in our faces now. They're not hiding anything.
Wow.
They're pushing it right in our faces. This is what they're going to do. This is the plan. Because they have nothing but contempt for the average people.
Wow. Okay, Naam has just sent me the link to the URL. It's in the Washington Post.
Of the actual, the video?
The video. Yeah, okay. All right. Are you getting my emails? Because I'll email this to you.
Yeah, go ahead. And Naomi, send it to contactrents@earthlink.net.
Okay, Naomi, you hear that? Go and do that, okay? All right, okay, let's move on to the next one. So here's Rudy Giuliani attacking Biden. Everything's going to be a come down. Since that reversal, that's got to be the reversal of the year.
No, I've never heard anybody in that position of authority speak so honestly about what their agenda is. That's it. That's who that guy always was.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Staggering. All right, here's the next one.
Who's you?
Democrats.
Oh, all right.
I'm thinking your brother, maybe.
Go ahead.
I would think it'd have to be somebody from, that a surprise, not a re-thread from Obama, Clinton, that whole thing. I think the American electorate kind of got rid of that last time.
And to see the panic?
See the panic?
Yeah.
See the panic?
This is on attack.
See the panic?
That's
there.
It's there. All right, here's Trudeau against Islamophobia.
Well, if M103, condemning Islamophobia, actually gets people to notice that there are people uncomfortable with that idea.
Strange reversal, and I'll be birth dead.
And I'll be birth dead.
And I'll be birth dead.
Oh.
Yeah, he's saying, we'll all be birth dead.
Oh, all right. We'll all be birth dead, okay.
We'll all be birth dead.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We'll all be birth dead.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll all be birth dead.
Wow. Not predicting a good future, is he?
No. Another rather negative comment.
Yeah,
he's a real creep, that guy. Creepy.
Wow.
Would you dress your little boy up as a transgender and take him to a gay pride parade? The kid's about a year and a half old. And hold him up so he can see all the freaks. That's what he did.
Oh, did he really? My God.
There were pictures of it.
Wow. Gee whiz. All right. Here we have William Cooper, warning of 911.
You remember Bill, don't you?
No, tell me again.
William Cooper was one of the first. He's former World War II, post-World War II, Office of Naval Intelligence, ONI. Bill had his own radio program on the internet and on a few stations called, The Power of the Hour or something. He wrote a book called Behold a Pale Horse, in which many of the things that have come down on all of us were predicted in that book. And in that book was a large portion that he claimed was found in a government surplus computer. And it said, as a title in the book, actually the book title was Behold a Pale Horse. Huh. And that was the material found in this alleged government computer. Behold a Pale Horse. Huh. Bill Cooper. Yeah. Very, very interesting book. He came forward and started speaking the truth and was dead 3 weeks later. They shot him on his front porch.
Oh, really?
Yep. About six cops showed up and he's dead. Nobody can get the story straight. They killed him.
Unbelievable. All right, so here he is.
They can cure cancer or withhold the cure. They reveal the secrets behind assassinations and scandals.
And here he says, shared assassin.
Shared assassin.
Yeah.
Shared assassin.
Congruent reversal. He's saying the same things backwards as he's saying forwards. So, like, listen to the forwards again.
They can cure cancer or withhold the cure. They reveal the secrets behind assassinations and scandals.
Shared assassin.
Yeah, he's just condemning the entire allopathic medical system as being assassins, which they are. His book, again, Behold a Pale Horse, I urge all of you to read it, and there's a section in it called Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and fascinating.
Wow. Okay. All right. And next one.
They are also the ones who implanted the rift in the first place, a la Hegel, and the dialectic is working upon us all the time.
And still surfing it, terror.
Still surfing it, terror.
Oh, yeah.
Still surfing it, terror.
It may not be still. I'm not sure either. Yeah, there we go. Yeah, all right. All right. Well, that looks like all the reversals I've got for today. So I think I want to go and play that famous one again about Barack Order Sarin. Naomi just sent me a message that says it was from 2014.
Oh, 4 years ago. I wonder under what circumstance he was making such a statement. Yeah. That is really damning.
Let's just play it again. Here we go.
And for the international order that we have worked for generations to build. Ordinary men and women are too small-minded to govern their own affairs. That order and progress can only come when individuals surrender their rights to an all-powerful...
Jeez. Barack ordered Sarin.
Barack ordered Sarin.
Wow.
Barack ordered Sarin.
Barack ordered Sarin.
Yeah, I'm sure he did at least once, maybe more.
Wow. Incredible. All right, let me get a bit of a plug out. I'm having a sale at Reverse Speech right now, 20% off of everything, session work, training. So if you want to get involved in Reverse Speech, it only lasts till the 30th of June. All Australian businesses do this. Our end of the financial year is the 30th of June, and everyone across Australia has all these big sales, so I joined the bandwagon. So 20% off of everything. Session work, training, products. Give me a call on my number, which is 503-568-7077. 503-568-7077, or you can email me on my website. Next training class isn't starting till November the 2nd.
Uh-huh.
That's going to come up very quickly. So,
How did the last training go?
Oh, which one? I got three going on right now.
Really?
Yeah. I've got a good quality of students right now. We just had a couple graduated from the final course, which is great. I'm encouraging them all to go out and do their own radio interviews and get their names out there.
You bet.
I did a show well, can't remember which radio station it was, a couple of weeks ago, and he said to me, how come you're the only one out there who's talking about reverse speech? I mean, like, you've got remote viewing. There's dozens out there doing their stuff on remote viewing. And I said, well, I don't know. Trying to talk my students into getting out there and making names for themselves, you know. I mean, I'm nobody. I mean, I'm just an ordinary Aussie, just an everyday bloke, and I managed to make a name for myself simply by
you
being
certainly
out
did. Persistent. Not only that, the work you do is impeccably brilliant at times. It's amazing what you've unearthed about the human psyche and all that. The whole field of reverse speech now is over 35 years old. David's been there the whole way. And what do you see? We got a minute. What are you picking up, and your students and so forth, what are you picking up by way of change? Remember what Obama said about a one world order, one world, and people have to give up their liberty and all that. Are you getting any hints that kind of programming is beginning to pay dividends?
Look, I'm really not, Jeff, but I'm not looking for it either.
Right.
You know, I'll get Naomi to start looking for that sort of stuff. I mean, especially after that last recording from Obama, I'm still reeling over that one.
Yeah, I don't know how he got away with saying something like that. And when you have a friendly press looking out for him, they'll make sure that it doesn't get repeated much. I guess that's how. That's a stunner. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Naomi. And thanks, David. Really great. Good stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. See you later.
All right. Take care. David John Oates, Reverse Speech. ReverseSpeech.com is the website. Now he's got over 10,000 examples there if you want to go listen. Take a look. Okay, back with you tomorrow night in 21 hours. Take care, and we'll talk then.